Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We get to try a lot of different whiskeys, but people are always curious about what was shockingly good.
Oh.
And if you want to know which bourbon was the biggest positive surprise of 2024 so far, stick around.
Hey, before we get started, Randy, you know what we should do?
What?
We should recognize that it is National Thank a Patron Day.
Ah, yes, it is.
Every day is that day. Yeah, but anyways, yes, you should, if you're not doing anything right now, you should just stop where you're at and give a massive round of applause to the patrons. They are the reason we are here. Mm-hmm. And if all those names that you see on the screen make you jealous and you're like, man, how do I get into supporting these guys? How do I get to be a part of making such a big difference online? Well, stick around to the end of the video. We've got lots of details about the Patreon on there. And you'll be able to partner with us. And so stick around.
Yeah. So let's get into some disclaimers for this whiskey. It is hard to find.
But not for Randy.
Well, yeah. So
Randy is like the Sherlock Holmes of whiskey. If it's hard to find, he's going to find it.
Yeah, I do. I do have some sources. They do sell it on Sealbach, though, but it's frequently out of stock. So I'm hoping they. So I reached out to the producer. They said Sealbach's putting in a refill order. So hopefully, by the time this comes out, it'll be back in stock.
Yep. Okay.
And I want you to know about it, though, because how I found the whiskey, I started to talk with the gentleman that founded the distillery. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this whiskey is going to be widely available one day because I know how much of it he has. And it's quite a bit.
And it's good.
It is good. So. And so you might be looking at this bottle and be like, I've never seen that before. And that is not odd because I think they're only distributed in two states. And the brand is called 13th Century.
Boom.
Yes.
Not to be confused with 13th Colony.
Yeah, very different.
Very different.
Yeah, 13th Colony, don't talk to me no mo.
No mo. But look at this. I mean, we obviously hate it right here.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is not good.
Yeah, so I did a review on this. I was so impressed with it, I kept giving it away in samples when people would come over. You know, because a lot of people will come over and they'll go, what should I drink? And I go, I don't know. I don't know what you have or you don't have. And then sometimes people will say, well, what have you had that like surprised you?
Yeah.
And I go, okay, well, this is it, right?
Yeah.
So the bottle is obviously phenomenal and very unique and different.
Probably I'm going to say it's the coolest bottle I've seen.
Okay.
Yes. Everybody's like geeks out over Blanton's bottles, and there's some really cool stuff. But
describe it for the people.
Okay, so it's like, you know those big glass things you set over like cupcakes and crap, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So it's like that, but except it's molded into a barrel. It's like
on
a whiskey barrel on the inside. It's all hollow, so you could like, I mean, this looks like a big bottle, but it's really a 375, right?
Yeah.
So it's you could even like repurpose this, put a light in there, do something cool with it. There's tons of appeal about that bottle. I love it.
It's made for a smoked whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You probably could, with my glass, you could probably smoke a whiskey with that.
That is cool.
It's one of the coolest bottles. On my channel, we used to have a rating called the Fancy Pants bottle.
Okay.
And this would
this is
the winner?
This would be the winner.
And here's the thing that's cool about it. It doesn't look like they're mass produced, even though they may be, because the bottle's a little bit like, or the barrel inside of it's like close to this side, but not this side. So it looks like they're like custom made every time.
Yeah.
Which they may not be again, but the barrel inside is a little crooked. It's just real unique. And so I think the bottle's amazing.
Do you notice anything else about the barrel that's interesting though?
This little knob thing on top?
Yeah. So most whiskeys are, the barrels are on their side in a rick.
Uh-huh.
But this individual ages his whiskeys on their end on pallets called palletized aging. Yeah. And palletized barrels typically have their bunghole on the head instead of the side. And they even went to the detail of putting the
bomb that on there. Oh, that's cool.
On the top. So I thought that was interesting.
A beer barrel.
A beer barrel?
Yeah, oh, okay.
I love it. That's cool.
I think it's also misleading, too, because it doesn't look like it's 750.
Right.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I noted when I originally reviewed this whiskey is after you pour 2 ounces out, it looks like you poured like 10 ounces out. Yeah. Because there's so little space that the fill level goes down quite a bit with each pour. But he does have a ton of the whiskey, and most of them are hazmat.
Yeah.
And wow. So hazmat whiskey is anything that is bottled above 140 proof, because hazmat law says that you can't put it on a plane because it's too flammable and dangerous. The whiskey itself is actually MGP standard bourbon mash bills, and they blend it kind of like they do in Canada. So in Canada, when they're making a whiskey, they make all these component whiskeys, and then they blend them together. In the United States, we normally do our blends by creating a separate mash bill that has the blend of the grains in it that we want, instead of making a corn whiskey and a rye whiskey and a malt whiskey and then blending them at the end.
Yeah.
He kind of does it Canadian style with all of the different mash bills from MGP, but he buys the liquid in 6,000 gallon tankers, and then he brings them and he barrels them. Now, when he barrels, he has a variety of char levels, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and he uses only 30-gallon barrels.
Oh, okay. So smaller barrels.
Yeah, they're smaller barrels, so you've got more surface area contact, so the whiskey's going to pull flavors out of the wood a little bit faster. He does use palletized aging, and the whiskey that is in this release is 7, 8, and 9-year-old barrels.
Wow.
That had approximately 70% evaporative loss.
So out of 30 gallons of whiskey, 70% evaporative loss.
Yes. He's only getting about 9 gallons of whiskey out of the barrel.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, when you look at, you know, Scotland, you're using 2 to 5% per year. Kentucky's probably 5 to 9%. Is it just the altitude
or what in Colorado?
I don't know. It definitely probably has something to do with the average humidity level, if I had to guess. Temperature swings also have a big impact, but smaller barrels are also, you got more surface area contact, so you're going to lose whiskey faster.
There is some drunk angels in Colorado.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, there are. I would love to be an angel in Colorado.
All right, let's get into some bottle details. So the distillery is 13th century. That's what's on the label, but the actual distillery itself was originally licensed under the name Private Label Distillery. And they're business model was they were going to buy MDP whiskey, age it up, and then resell it to other people who were going to put it in their brands. The individual SKU is 13th century bourbon reserve. The age is 7, 8, 9 years. The proof is 141.4 proof.
What?
Lord.
So it's got it has the ABV on there. It doesn't have the proof, but it turns out to be 141.4 proof.
It doesn't taste like that.
No, not at all.
No.
I didn't even know it was a hazmat when we started sipping it.
Yeah, the SRP on this one is a bit high at 149.
Well, 99. I would tell you, considering that he lost 70%.
The,
it should be about $1,000.
The other thing is, they're 30-gallon barrels don't cost much less than 53-gallon barrels. And so when you start to look at the economics of what it is that he's doing with his angel share loss, I'm certain that this bottle's not cheap to produce. I know that he has a patent on this bottle, and he's the only one that can produce it. He has to have it custom made. There are things that take into consideration, like when you're having a production run of anything that's custom made, it doesn't cost much different to have 10,000 of something made as it does to have 20,000 of something made, because a lot of your cost is the setup and getting the production equipment going. But then you have to store it, and you know your per item cost goes down significantly, but it's still more money. And so it's tough for a distillery to buy, you know, a custom glass like this and to do it at a price where you're not paying a bunch per bottle, higher cost on barrels, higher cost because of angel share loss and all that stuff. And he's not adding water, you know, at 141.4 proof, he's not adding any water, and that normally is something that helps the economics. So it's expensive, but I kind of understand.
I mean, the dude's not getting rich, though.
No.
I mean, it's not. No. He's not gouging the price just to... he's got a lot into it.
Yeah.
So you can't blame him for the price point on it.
Yeah, I did the math, and this gentleman has quite a bit of his personal wealth tied up in this business.
You got to have it.
Wes, what are you doing?
Dude, I'm, you know Jake, our BRTC friend?
Yeah.
I'm getting him some stuff for Christmas. I'm doing a little Christmas shopping.
Yeah, what are you going to get him?
I'm thinking, like, they've got these really cool whiskey stones that are, like, you know, you put them in the freezer for a while, and then, you know, put them in your glass, and they're kind of chill your whiskey.
Do you know Jake?
Yeah, he's, like, one of my best buds.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him drink his whiskey anyway but neat?
No.
Okay, well, that's probably not the
okay,
best
Okay, yeah, all right, you're right. Okay, so... Rocks glasses. I'll do like they've got these really cool new style glasses. They're like got this cool shape to them. I'm gonna do those.
He has like a million whiskey glasses. Like he doesn't need more glasses for sure.
Well, I don't know what to get him then. Okay.
Okay. Well, I've got some ideas.
Okay. What? Tell me. What
well, do I need to Bourbon get? Real Talk has some really nice sample storage boxes.
He does like samples. He's getting samples from. I mean, he's in the BRTC, so he's getting samples from people all the time.
Yeah. So there's several different sizes, but these are decorative wooden boxes that were designed to hold either 1 or 2 ounce sample bottles.
Okay.
And some of them are actually designed to be more like a gift, right?
Yeah.
So there's a space for you to.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Store a whiskey tasting glass
okay.
along with some samples so you can give those to a friend.
Perfect.
And then some of them are just to store all of the samples that you get being a good whiskey wow. enthusiast member.
And I'm actually, I've got a great idea. I'm going to get this like engraved like with his like name or something special on top.
Great news. We just purchased a giant commercial laser and for a nominal fee you can have either logos, pictures, words, you can select your own font, you can have all of that engraved
yes,
right here.
Yes, I'm going to do a picture of me, like real big right here, so he always can remember
that
how
is
great of a friend I
a
am.
That is a great idea. He could just put something right on top.
All right, well, so they go to bourbonrealtalk.com. I'm just going
to
do that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Go to bourbonrealtalk.com and pick up your storage box today.
All right, you can thank me later, Jake.
So, tasting notes. What are you guys tasting on this?
I would, first of all, jump to the aroma. It's got a very nice, I always call it bourbon-esque aroma. But it being hazmat, there's...
It's you not, can't believe that it's hazmat.
No.
Now, my glasses help.
Yeah, these are fancy glasses. Yeah.
My glasses help, you know, dissipate some of the ethanol. But... If you gave somebody this blind and asked them to guess the proof, there's no way they'd go.
No, I honestly, this is my honest result, you know, response to this is I did not know this was hazmat.
I thought it was about 120.
Yeah, I would guess it in the 120s. And it tastes a lot softer than hazmat. And you know what it kind of reminds me of, which I'm sure I'll get a lot of hate in the comments for this, but like the early day smoke wagon stuff, which I know was okay. MGP back then. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of that MGP-esque flavors to it, but it's just more bold. Because of that higher proof point. And I'm getting a lot more of those powerful notes coming through, which I love those notes. Those mm-hmm. those rich caramels, those really sugary brown sugars and mm-hmm. and all of that. I really enjoy it.
I'm going to piss even more people off. I think it actually reminds me more of a Buffalo Trace product.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's got all of that like caramel and you know brown sugar notes and vanilla mm-hmm. and all of that on the front palate. I think that's the flavor profile of Buffalo Trace and the Van Winkle line. Mm-hmm. And I think that those are things that attract people to those whiskeys. Yeah. And it might be what's attracting me to this whiskey is it's just got such a nice, well-rounded sweet palate with a bunch of caramelized blue sugars, a bunch of vanilla.
I'm actually thinking of another MGP Colorado whiskey is a Bullet 14.
Oh, okay.
It's got that pleasant kind of flavor to it. It's not overpowering, not very alcohol.
Right.
Essence, but it's real approachable. Very, very approachable.
Yeah. But I taste the rye in this too.
Yes.
I am getting some of that rye.
There is some spiciness. There's some clove. There's some
nutmeg.
I get that
more on the mid to the finish.
Yeah. From the mid palate through the finish is where you start to taste that spice and where rye comes through. There is a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of spearmint. But the front palate is all vanilla and caramelized wood sugar flavor.
Now, I know people are freaking out right now, Randy, because they see this bottle's almost empty. And they're like, how are we going to do a giveaway?
How are we going to do a giveaway?
We've got half ounce left.
Well, I've got great news for you.
Oh!
Bam! What you want?
Now, let's do a giveaway.
Yeah, let's do a giveaway.
Not to Sam.
We may send Sam home with this one. We'll see. So, basically, when I knew I was going to do this episode, I saw how low it was. And so I had to source another bottle.
You're like, hey, listen.
And I was like, please, can you please find a way to
give
me another
one? Is it the
same
batch?
It is, yeah.
Oh, really?
It's the 70.7. Oh, it's the same one, yeah. Cool. Although the corks are different colors, so I don't know what that's all about. But since we have a fresh new bottle, we're going to do 5 1-ounce samples.
All right. That'll take about half that bottle.
It'll look half empty. I'll promise you that. So 5 1-ounce samples on this one. Tell them what they have to do to enter the win.
It's super easy, guys. I mean, there's nothing easier you can do to get yourself some free whiskey.
Yeah,
go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Ring the bell because you need to understand that every episode we do, we give away free whiskey. So ring the bell for future notifications. Go ahead and like this video while you're at it. Go to the description. You'll find the web form for the giveaway. And that's just for our personal information. We're not going to spam it out or send you a bunch of junk you don't want. We're going to use that for our randomizer. We'll post the results of the randomizer publicly for accountability. And then we'll send the winner out their samples absolutely free.
Yep. And if you like this content, you want to think about supporting the channel, we do have a Patreon.
Yep.
It's not just a one-way street, though. Yes, you are donating to us on a monthly basis. And that keeps this channel running because we have production costs. We have a full-time employee. All the money that you donate helps keep the single mother taken care of.
Absolutely.
And her child and all
that
stuff.
Shout out Chrissy Lynn.
But we also give back to you because we have bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers. We do barrel picks, in-person meetups, monthly virtual bottle shares, discounts on merch, and the other satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the other things that this channel does, like working towards suicide prevention, community, and connection, right? So if you want to check that out, go look, because we have something for everyone's budget. You won't be excluded, regardless of where you're at in life. And what is another great way?
I mean, speaking of budgets, guys, if you're in the holiday shopping spirit right now and you're trying to find something for that whiskey lover in your life, go over to bourbonrealtalk.com. That is a great online store for you. It is whiskey merch created by whiskey lovers for whiskey lovers. We've got glasses. We've got Glen holders. We've got carrying bags. We've got aroma kits. Guys, everything that enthusiast in your life would love to have, you can find right there.
I find that on my channel, the aroma kit has helped me out quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, the aroma kit is a great way to train your palate, to recognize some of those flavors that you're picking up in your whiskey tasting, make you look like a badass in front of your friends. And let's go ahead and, while we're talking about your channel, let's plug your channel, because this is Sam.
I do have a channel that we do reviews, industry news, distillery interviews and stuff, and that's bourbonandbooze.com.
Yep, bourbonandbooze.com. I can attest that he's got a sick collection at his place.
Way bigger than mine.
Puts this to shame. And it is a great place to hang out.
And he travels to way cooler places than me.
Like Europe and places like that. Like he's always all over the place. He said he just got back from a cruise. He's picking up tequilas. I mean, he's bourbon and booze being, you're reviewing more than just bourbon.
Yeah, you're doing scotch. You're doing tequilas, rums. You're doing everything, right?
Vodkas.
Yeah, so go give them a follow if you haven't already. His wife knows how to cook like a boss. So, I mean, if you're ever in the area and you have the chance to visit the beautiful studio of Bourbon and Booze, you're not only going to get to taste really good whiskey, but you're going to taste really good food, too.
Yeah. They're all about pairings at their house.
Yeah, so.
And last but not least, if you want to support this channel, I am a residential real estate agent. I operate in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. And if you're looking for an agent in either one of those markets, I'd love to interview. And if we close a deal, I will give you an epic bottle as a closing gift.
Yeah.
So if this is your first time tuning into the channel, we'd love to tell you why we're putting all this effort in. And yes, we love whiskey. And yes, we love educating people about whiskey. But our ethos is about so much more than that. It's about community. It's about connection. It's about suicide prevention. And that's because I lost my younger brother to suicide. And I was looking for a way to help people create the types of social connections that he started to lose towards the end of his life. And I saw how whiskey was bringing people together. And I thought, maybe if I got you connected to whiskey, the whiskey would do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. So we started this channel, and it's been a success. But if you're going to have connection, you do have to have forums for people to interact with one another. And we saw that a lot of the forums were filled with negative people, trolls that would say hateful things to strangers online. And so Wes encouraged me to start our own forum, and we did, called Bourbon Real Talk Community. We got about 30,000 members in there, and there's lots of great things going on, far beyond just sharing information about whiskey, a lot of connection, a lot of community. And that allowed us to start our own 501c3 that is called Live Stay Project. It's a suicide prevention and intervention nonprofit, all administered through the Bourbon Real Talk family. The second thing that we learned by observing those trolls was that if they can hate a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online. And that is why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you were unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. Cheers.
That's my baby's mama's. All the babies, all of my babies, that's their mama.
Oh, I saw
all three of them.
I'm trying, my brain.
Same mom.
I feel like I'm having a stroke right now. My baby, all my baby's mamas.
Yeah.
Was that a multi-person call?
My mama for all of my babies.
Oh.
And we had them all at separate times.
Oh, gotcha.
Together.
So she was the your baby mama every time you had a baby.
Every time I want to have a baby, she's
be my mama. She's the
mama for all the babies.
Right. But so that's where the plural came from.
She,
I thought more than one person called you.
No, just the one baby's mamas.
Okay. All right.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.